We're holding by Aseret Yemei Teshuvah, and Aseret Yemei Teshuvah is an opportunity that we get once a year. It's an opportunity that the Baalei Mussar tell us the difference between Aseret Yemei Teshuvah and the rest of the year with regard to the Siyata Deshmaya that Hashem gives us. It's like the difference between night and day. It's the difference between a faucet that's wide open and water is pouring out and a faucet that's dripping drip by drip. The tremendous Siyata Deshmaya that's poured down upon us during these 10 days is unfathomable. So it would be a chaval, it would be a waste to just let these days slip by without taking advantage of them. The first thing that we have to figure out, though, is what is tshuva? Aseres Yemei Teshuvah, what is tshuva? So Rav Volbo in Alei Shur, he's mitayin the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph that says something fascinating. Ashri Ish Yireyes Elokim. Ashri Ish Yireyes Hashem. So the Gemara asks, Ashri Ish V'lo Yashri Isho? Praiseworthy is the man who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a little bit of an interesting terminology. Praiseworthy is the man, and how about a woman who fears Hashem? Is that not praiseworthy? Says the Gemara, no, that's not what the pasuk means. Ashri mi sho'isa tshuva kishu ish. Says the Gemara, it means ish is not referring to a man as opposed to a woman. It's referring to a man when he's in his strength, when he's young. It's praiseworthy if at that point in his life he's able to do tshuva. What does it mean to do tshuva? Says Rashi, Ashri mi shememaher lahakir barei lifnei bo yemei haziknah. When he's still strong, before he gets old, he does tshuva, he's makir barei, then he's praiseworthy. Says Rav Volbo, it's interesting to note that the tshuva that's mentioned over here has nothing to do with a certain specific avir. Memaher lahakir es bari, Rashi says. He's able to become aware, recognize the Ribbono shel Olam at a time in his life where he's a bochor b'koichoi, where he's full of taivris and koichois, and nevertheless he's recognized as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What's the tshuva? Where is this person being crazy with tshuva? The Gemara says, Ashri mi sho'isa tshuva kishu ish, and Rashi says, who's memaher lahakir es bari. He recognizes and becomes aware of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Where is the tshuva here? Says Rav Volbo, this is the most fundamental aspect of tshuva. The most fundamental aspect of tshuva is being makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person would be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he probably wouldn't do averis, and it's only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't in his mind at the time that he acts, or b'chlal HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not a player in his life, that's why he acts in certain ways. The first thing is that a person has to be aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to give a story to show the point, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zatzal, Rosh Yeshiva, he once related by a siyum in Yeshiva that sometimes he wakes up in the morning and he thinks to himself, the only thing that I want to do is go back to sleep for another half an hour. Says, but then he says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? The second thought is, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want me to do? That means that he's aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a player in his life. He has a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. B'meila, it makes a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there as well. It's not just me. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam in the picture. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam to take it into account. Somebody that takes the Ribbono Shel Olam into account, his life is a whole different life. And therefore, l'mashal, a person, when he has a relationship with a spouse, a relationship with a child, he doesn't think every time, I shouldn't do this because it might ruin the relationship. I have to be careful with this. It's natural. A person realizes you act in a certain way, you do certain things, you don't do certain things because you have a relationship, you have a close relationship with this person. And obviously, you don't want to cause anything to rock the boat. When a person's aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then his life is a different life. He's on a different level, he's elevated. And memela, most of the things that a person would be nichshel in, if he was aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam, he wouldn't be nichshel in them. He wouldn't have the issue. Memela, that's the most basic tshuva is awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we come to awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's many different ways. I just want to mention one, and that is for a person to make note of the stories of Hashgacha Pratis that he sees in his life. Not Hashgacha Pratis of other people. Hashgacha Pratis of things that he feels in his life. That means every day to write down where you saw Hashgacha Pratis. You'll notice how involved the Ribbono Shel Olam is in your life. And he's intimately involved in every single aspect. If a person pays attention to it, he'll realize just how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. When a person's more aware, a person realizes that Mimila, he has it, he's Mamahar Lahakriz Bar, he sees it here. A friend of mine told me that in 4 months of doing this exercise, he gained more than 10 years that he had of a VAD working on his Midos, a workshop that he had working on his Midos. Says this, the very fact that he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in his life, was tremendous. That's the first aspect of becoming aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there's the second aspect of tshuva, is a person being shoved HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of a ma'isa that he did, because of midas that he acted with, that were not in line with the way that he should be acting. A person was chayta, a person did an aviro, he has to be chayzer b'tshuva. Now, that very often a person, when it comes to aseres mitshuva, he feels that I want to take advantage of this opportunity, but I simply don't know how to take advantage of the opportunity, because every year I'm dealing with the same issues that I deal with and that I dealt with in the past, and I just simply can't get over them. So I have midas, I have a midas of kas, I have issues with my tvila, I have ben al machaver problems, certain things that I just every year I'm going back to them and I'm not able to get over it. So a person feels a little bit of a yush. So therefore, though he wants to take advantage of the time of Seir Mitzvah, and there's a tremendous amount of Tziyat HaDishmaya, however, he doesn't know exactly how to do it. So what can a person do? So the first thing that a person has to realize is that the Tziyat HaDishmaya that a person has during a Seir Mitzvah is tremendous, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mekabel his Tshuvah, even if his Tshuvah is half-baked. The Mabit says a phenomenal Chiddush, that even though when it comes to most mitzvahs, there's no such thing as doing a half-baked mitzvah. A mitzvah, half of the mitzvah, three-quarters of a mitzvah, four-fifths of a mitzvah. If a person has tzitzis, you can't put on tzitzis in three-quarters and be yetz at three-quarters of the mitzvah. Three-quarters is nothing. That's not a mitzvah. However, when it comes to tshuva, he says, it's not that way. L'chol tshuva yimotzei slicha. Every tshuva can have slicha. He says even so much, he goes so far to say, that a person that has charata, but he doesn't have a kabbalah asin, or he has a kabbalah asin, he doesn't have charata. It's possible. That's also a tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts that tshuva also. Is that as good as having a full-blown tshuva? Absolutely not. But certainly, it's a tremendous amount, and any little bit that a person does, it's already knocks down the chaymer of the aveira. The very fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel bad that you did it. You don't know how you're going to overcome it. You feel bad, that's already a tshuva. That's already a tshuva to a certain extent. And memela, a person shouldn't give up on the opportunity that he has to do even a half-baked tshuva. This time of the year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabler tshuva, even when it's lemechtzel shlish l'revia, as they say. The second thing is that Aseres Mitzvah gives us an opportunity, like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that we find one pasuk that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us, b'chol kareinu elav, every time that we call out to Him. But mitzad sheni, on the other hand, it says, dirshu Hashem b'himatzai k'ru b'yisakarav, call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, search out, seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'himatzai, when He could be found. That means that He's not always so available. So is He always available whenever you call out? Or is it only we have to seek Him out? He's not always available. Says the Gemara, kan b'yochad kan b'tzibur. A tzibur, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is not mois b'tfilas ha-tzibur. Henkil kaber lo'im as tfilas tzibur. Kadosh Baruch Hu always listens to the tzibur. He's karev to the tzibur. However, a yochid, it's not always. When is a Kadosh Baruch Hu yimotzei? When can He be found? In the Aseres Yom Mishbein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom Kippurim. Aseres Mitzvah, a person has siyata d'shmaya, he has the koyach v'tzibur. Now a person hears that, you understand what that means? That means that every tefillah of yours is like getting 10 people together to daven for something. So you have a midah that you want to work on, you have been matzliach, kas, whatever it is. How amazing would it be if you'd be able to get 10 people together to daven for you, that you should be matzliach to overcome your kas? You never do it because you're too embarrassed to ask 10 people and you want to be matzliach them. Here you could do it. Here you have 10 people davening. You have the koyach of 10 people of a minyan davening for you, that you should be matzliach. That's the Siyat HaShemayim. B'chlal, it's a tremendous opportunity that a person has. Every tefillah that he has is a tefillah of Tefillas Rabim. Tefillas Rabim, whatever it is, a person needs Siyat HaShemayim for. A person, Saibaruchni, Saibagashmis Lechero, his tefillah is always a tefillah that has the koyach of a Rabim. That's Aseres Mitzvah. But on the practical front, there's also another nekuda, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, the Gemara says, Ki b'ko Hashem tzoray l'omim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world and the next world with a yud and a hey. Olam Haba was created with a yud and this world was created with a hey. Says the Gemara, why was this world created with a hey? Because it's open on the bottom for Rishonim to fall out. And why is there a hole in the side of the hay? Says that if a person wants to be chayzer b'tshuva, he could go up the side. Says the Gemara, why, if he came out through the door on the bottom, why can't he go back in through the door? Says the Gemara, lo yistayim ilso. He's not going to have siyata d'shmaya. We can't have a ches. It has to have a door on the side. What does that mean? That means that a person that was chayte with a avero, it's not enough to just go do the opposite of what he's doing until now. He's got to find a new way. Al Derech Mashal, I was once speaking to a chinuch professional, and he told me, said, it could be that you're 100% right. It could be that you're 1,000% right. It could be that you're 1,000,000% right. But if it's not working, then you have to try something else. Now, if Chazal tells us that lo yistayim milsa, it's not going to help, it's not going to work to just go back, then you have to try something else. And I just want to give two short mashalim, and with that we could apply to the rest of the areas of our life. For example, a person, one bein adam mechaver, one bein adam mokim. Bein adam mokim, a person becomes late to davening, and he realizes that he also leaves a little bit early. And during davening, he's busy with the papers that are on the table, with the divrei Torah. And the Shmoneh Esrei, he can't be mechaven. It's hard for him to be mechaven. So he decides that he's going to make a Kabbalah to Hefayin the Chavrusa before Shacharis, and then when he comes to Shacharis, he's going to make sure that there's nothing on his table, and he's going to ask the Gabi to say good morning to him after davening to make sure that he doesn't leave early, and Mishmur Nes is going to put his finger on. Each one of these Kabbalahs is amazing. But you're just going back to what you're, it's trying to force your way back of what you're doing wrong. Very often that doesn't help. You have to find something new. You're working on the symptoms. The person comes into Chas V'Shalom to the hospital, he's pale. We don't just paint him red to make him have a little look a little more alive. You got to go to the root. It could be that this person needs to work on his chashivas for tefillah. Start a seder in Sif Seichayim on tefillah, Sharim b'tefillah. It'll give you a chashivas. It'll change your whole mind. It'll also make it a milsa derami le'adinin. It'll be in your mind. Once it's in your mind is automatically, your tefillah is going to be a different tefillah. It's a new way of looking at it. It's a new approach. Lashon Hara is the same thing. A person realizes he's Nechshon Lashon Hara. So you could try. I'm going to make a Tainus Dibur. I'm not going to speak. So it might work for a day. It might even work for 2 days. And after that, he just blows up like a volcano because he erupts. He's not able to do it. He's got to find a new way. What's a new way? With an Ayin Teva. Rav Volbe said that he knew a lady that was not shaykh to speak Lashon Hara in front of her, because any time you would say, oh, this person is so lazy, he's such a... We would say, so what can we do to help the person? What can we do? Ayin Teiv is not just focusing on the milas of the person as opposed to the chesreinus. Is even in the chesreinus, what could you do to help them? What could you do? Look at it not as something negative, but look at it as an opportunity for you to help them. And I think the way maybe to have to do this, to get a different outlook on people, is to start trying to give compliments to people. Look to compliment as many people or to thank as many people as you could. First of all, people... Every person has something that's good about them. You could always find something. When your mind is on looking for things to compliment, automatically you're not going to focus on the bad. You're not going to have to force yourself again not to speak Lashon Hara. Automatically you're going to be looking with every person you encounter, what could I say good about them? And also, it's not just that you'll acquire an Ayin Teiva, you'll stop speaking Lashon Hara. You'll also help that other people who want to be around you, because people like to be around the positive person. And not only that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to be around you, and Be'ezer Hashem will be zeiche to a Gemara Chasima Teiva.